at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Again, freetalklive.com. All right, your phone calls are the primary elements if you make them. Otherwise, we'll talk about things you might find interesting. Mark, you've got a story that we've mentioned and mentioned and mentioned and never gotten to. So let's start with that tonight.
We're going to start with it. Great.
Well, if you don't mind.
I'm ready to go.
And then Sam will tell us about Sam versus the honking horn today. We'll explain what that means here in a little bit. But go ahead, Mark. What's this story about? And where's it from?
This is from Gizmodo. I believe I got it from freetalklive.com. I've had it in my saved show prep file for so long I forgot the source that I managed to find.
It's on Free Talk Live, yeah. I was going to read it yesterday.
So Gizmodo.com. And it's, are cameras the new guns?
That's what Napolitano says, Judge Andrew Napolitano.
In response to a flood of Facebook and YouTube videos that depict police abuse, a new trend in law enforcement is gaining popularity. In at least three states, it is now illegal to record any on-duty police officer. In at least three states, it is now illegal to record any on-duty police officer.
Anytime, anywhere.
Well, Ed, they'll go into it a little later. That's not exactly true.
No?
Anytime they want to enforce it, anywhere they want to enforce it.
Okay.
If you find a cop who's helping a little kid across the street or, pulling a balloon out of a tree for a small child.
Yeah, they won't have a problem with it then.
Saving a kitten from a burning building, they're not going to prosecute you for it. It's just when you catch them doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm going to repeat that line one more time for the uneducated, unwashed masses out there. In at least three states, it is now illegal to record any on-duty police officer. Welcome to the free country.
Protect and serve.
But it's not a police state. No.
Next time you put your hand in your heart and you say the Pledge of Allegiance, I just want you to remember, in at least three states, it is now illegal to record any on-duty police officer.
Now, it is now. How recent is this?
It's relatively recent.
Yeah.
Even if the encounter involves you and may be necessary to your defense, and if the recording is on a public street where there is no expectation of privacy.
Yeah. Even if they have their own cameras there
recording you. The legal justification for the arrest, the shooter, that's the person with the camera, rests on existing wiretapping or eavesdropping laws, with statutes against obstructing law enforcement sometimes cited. Explain to me exactly how you're obstructing a police officer by recording them.
Especially from across the street,
yeah. As
a lot of these videos are.
You're increasing, their pulse is increasing, they're feeling adrenaline running through their veins, it's distracting to them.
They're worried about not breaking the law.
I don't think there's much of a, I don't know, I don't know. It's silly to me. The legal justification, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Maryland are among the 12 states. Now, there were three states that it's completely illegal to record a on-duty police officer. In 12 states in which all parties must consent for recording to be legal unless, as with TV news cameras, it is obvious to all that recording is underway.
Mm-hmm.
So make that clear that in those states, and that New Hampshire is one of them, that as long as people know you're recording, they can't tell you to stop. Okay, just because
consent means that they would have to give consent.
No, that's let's see. In 12 states, it must be consent for recording to be legal, unless, as with TV news cameras, it is obvious to all the recording is underway.
Okay,
so it's about an expectation of privacy. It's about an understanding that they're not being recorded. All right, they're like, oh, I didn't know that. Well, difficult to say that when a guy's toting a big camera around.
Yeah.
Since the police do not consent, the camera wielder can be arrested. Most all party consent states also include an exception for recording in public places where no expectation of privacy exists. Illinois does not. But in practice, this exception
Massachusetts
is not being recognized. So the cops, because they don't have any onus of anything bad will happen to them.
Yeah. No accountability.
Right. They can do whatever they want. So if there's a law that says you can't record unless they're in a public place and there's an no expectation of privacy, the cop can arrest you in a public place and whether there's an expectation of privacy or not, and let the courts figure it out.
Sure.
And is the cop going to have that, you know, the money for your lawyer taken out of his paycheck?
No
way. Of course he isn't. You're going to pay thousands of dollars to defend yourself, and the city taxpayers are going to pay, whether they want to or not, to prosecute you. Because it's the will of the people. The people gave this guy a badge, and now he's out of control, breaking laws, obviously interpreting them in manners that nobody expected to, but we don't have any check or balance.
Nothing you can do except to go to jail.
It's absolutely insane. Massachusetts attorney June Jensen represented Simon Glick, who was arrested for just such a recording. She explained the statute has been misconstrued by Boston police.
How about that?
You could go to Boston Common, snap pictures, and record if you want. Legal scholar and professor Jonathan Turley agrees the police are basing this claim on a ridiculous reading of the two-party consent surveillance law, requiring all parties to consent to being taped. I have written in the area of surveillance law and can say that this is utter nonsense. The court, however, disagrees.
Of course.
A few weeks ago, an
Illinois
judge
rejected... Doesn't matter what your interpretation is, Turley.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, an Illinois judge rejected a motion to dismiss an eavesdropping charge against Christopher Drew, who recorded his own arrest for selling $1 artwork on the streets of Chicago. Although the misdemeanor charges not having a peddler's license and peddling in a prohibited area were dropped, Drew is now being prosecuted for illegal recording, a Class 1 felony.
Yeah, we talked about this guy's case.
Punishable by up to 4 to 15 years in prison for selling $1 artwork on the streets of Chicago.
That's why they arrested him in the first place, and then he recorded his arrest. And
yes.
So even though they dropped the original charges that created the secondary charges, they're now still pursuing the recording charges.
And I believe it's the Fifth Amendment that says that there cannot be cruel and unusual punishment. States that essentially that there has that the crime has the prosecution the charge has to fit the crime. So the police the
punishment
the punishment has to fit the crime. It's the charge too. I mean, you have to be charged with
charge
something.
Charge is recording without a permit or whatever. Is recording without permission.
But the felony is punishable by 4 to 15 years.
Oh, that's right. That's the punishment, yeah.
So it's okay. I mean, so it's not nobody in their right mind would say that that's a commensurate sort of
I would hope not.
Charge, but
well, the police would probably
that's how
say
things
it is.
Are going there in Illinois. That's how they're using this law. They're in this nation of laws. We have to have laws, otherwise things will descend into chaos, and people with that are stronger than other people will rule and lord over them.
That's not happening now or anything.
Oh, in 2001, when Michael Hyde was arrested for criminally violating the state's electronic surveillance law.
Is this also Illinois, Michael Hyde?
I have to get through it. Okay. It's Massachusetts, I believe. AKA recording a police encounter. The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court upheld the conviction 4-2. In dissent, Chief Justice Margaret Marshall stated citizens have a particularly important role to play when the official conduct at issue is that of the police. Their role cannot be performed if citizens must fear criminal reprisals. Note in some states that the audio alone makes the recording illegal.
Mm-hmm.
The selection of shooters targeted for prosecution do indeed suggest a pattern of either reprisal or attempt to intimidate. So people using cameras to record the police, the pattern suggests that cops are trying to use it as reprisal.
From one of the Supreme Court judges in Massachusetts?
No, this is the article writer that said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Glick captured a police action on his cell phone to document what he considered to be excessive force. He was not only arrested, his phone was also seized. On his website, Drew wrote, "Myself and three other artists who documented my actions tried for 2 months to get the police to arrest me for selling art downtown so we could test the Chicago's peddler license law. The police hesitated for 2 months because they knew it would mean a federal court case. With this felony charge, they are trying to avoid the test on the peddling license and ruin me financially and stain my credibility."
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the funny thing about the police is, they try to portray themselves, many of them, as being so courageous. But this is really a cowardly act on their part. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, you can click into the podcast and go all the way back to the beginning of 2009 for free at freetalklive.com. So the camera, is it the new gun? So says Judge Andrew Napolitano from Fox News, and this piece that you're sharing with us here tonight, Mark, is digging in on this issue and talking about some people who have filmed the police recently in this country, places like Illinois and Massachusetts, and have basically been, well, they're currently being crushed under the boot of the police department because they don't like being recorded in certain circumstances, circumstances that, say, could make them look bad because they're hurting people or they're being tyrannical or just generally awful, and they don't like having that kind of stuff get out onto YouTube. And so now they're going to tyrannize people with cameras, and that's what they're doing. And you said there are three states where it's completely illegal anytime, anywhere, pretty much, to record the police?
Yeah.
Unless there was one exception there, right?
No, there's no exception.
No exceptions.
No exception for those states. Mm-hmm. It's illegal, period, in three states to record on-duty police officers.
Well, they're your
service.
They
likely will not prosecute you if you catch them doing something really good.
Well, of course it's illegal, Mark. They're your servants. You're not allowed to record your servants, clearly.
That might be
if you were going to hire somebody, you would always make sure that they had the right to privacy and that they could, you could not see what they were doing at any time as their boss.
Sure, you wouldn't want to be able to check up on people that that you pay.
No, absolutely not.
You know, I was thinking about this idea of cameras as guns. Sort of, what about the situation that most people buy guns for? The idea of protecting themselves from actual criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's some value to it. Imagine for a essentially, obviously, you know, if you're in a situation where you're quick drawing the guy with the gun versus the guy with the camera wins.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are able to get a camera out, and it's non-threatening, right? You've got your cell phone, you pull it out. It's non-threatening to the guy. If it's daylight, he sees it's a cell phone as opposed to a camera, and you can begin recording him. And or, you know, just pretend like you're recording him and say, look, I'm streaming this to the internet now, and this is high density, high definition streaming to the internet. And I got to let you know, man, like right now, this is going to my whatever channel, my quick channel, quick.com channel. Mm-hmm. So if you want to continue with it, that's fine. But the evidence there, you can kill me, but my wife has access to this account.
Yeah.
And I love it when Mark gets technical.
I don't know everything about these accounts, but I'm just saying that if you have an opportunity to talk to the guy who's robbing you and you can mm-hmm. get your camera out and at least pretend like you're doing something, it'd probably be better if you actually could stream. But
even if you bluff them, you might be worthwhile.
I find that a lot of these cameras take several button pushes to get to the point where you're streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I have one where it's essentially two button pushes to get to the recording on the camera, but I've had to set it up specially to do that, and I wish that it did it a little faster. But anyway, I think you can still bluff your way out of a situation. Look, fella, you can put the gun away and walk away, and I promise you, I will delete this video. Or we can continue with this robbery, and I guarantee you I'm going to use it. Or my wife is going to use it over my dead body. Look, you can go to prison for murder. It's your choice, or we can walk away. You've got my word, man. I'll destroy the video. And I think you might very well be able to bluff your way out of it. Just a thought.
Possibility. I want to come back to this topic here in a moment. Let's go first to Dave in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, you were wanting some census stories, and I've got a census story for you. So census worker, I didn't fill out the form when they sent it to my house. I just threw it out. And a census worker came by my house during the week when I wasn't home, but my wife was. My wife I told her there might be a census worker coming to the door, and I said, if you don't want to get raped, don't answer the door. So she didn't answer the door.
Does that happen?
You know, I heard that one story, so that means all census workers rape people.
Possibility.
So I said, just ignore it. And so they left a note, you know, one of their blue notes in the door mm-hmm. saying, hey, I was here. So I figured, well, I'll just call them because I don't want them coming back to my house.
Mm, okay.
So I called the lady, and she was very polite, and I'm refusing to answer any of your questions. So you get the typical lines that you hear. Well, it's for, you know, money for the schools, and you get your fair share. And I said, well, it's not my place. Yeah, right? Yeah, that was the first thing I did was laugh. And then I said, well, it's not really my fair share if that money's stolen from somebody else. Well, it's tax money. I said, yes, it was stolen from somebody else.
Nice.
And then she wanted to know, the only thing I said was how many people live in the house, and that was it. I said, that's all I'm constitutionally bound to answer.
How did you get bound to the Constitution? I'm just curious.
Well, I would ask her that question, but she's a government bureaucrat. And
no, I'm asking you.
I'm not. I'm just,
oh, okay.
I was just blowing sunshine. You know?
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get through it. So I said, look, I'll tell you how many people live here because, you know, I can understand. They want to know how many people live in America. Okay, fine.
Not that they're going to find it out from the census.
Well, yeah, I mean, I that was another point I made. I said, you people already know how many people live in this house. I don't understand why you need to spend more of my money to.
Well, how would they know that? How would they know how many people live in your house?
From tax forms.
Yeah, but they're the Census Bureau. They can't talk to the other bureaucrats.
Well, they work for the same organization, one would think. Of course, this is the federal government we're talking about.
So right. I mean, bureaucracies don't tend to get along very well. So asking them to try to share information with another bureaucracy is probably a pretty big task.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, so you said you answered that one question.
Yeah, so I said, you know, so many people live in the house. You wanted to know their names. I said, I'm not telling you their names, and I'm not telling you their ages. And then, you know, she did the, like I said, she did this, it's your fair share, and I said, it's a bunch of nonsense. And then she said, well, you know, I can understand you're nervous because, you know, there's been people going around saying, hey, impersonating census workers and doing identity theft. I said, well, that's not really a concern of mine because I'm not telling anybody anything. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you know, the information's confidential.
Oh, of course.
And then, of course. And so I repeated Mark, and I said, well, just tell that to all the Japanese that the U.S. rounded up back during World War II, Japanese and Americans. And I said, that doesn't seem like it's all that confidential to me. And then and this is where it got me. She says, well, it's confidential in the fact that the public can't access it, but anybody in government can access the information.
Oh, wow. What a moment of honesty on her part.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, really? I said, well, then that's not confidential, is it? Because to me, confidential means only the census has that information and no one else does. And I said, that's
confidential means what we say it means, citizen.
That's right. It's a legal term.
And when you consider people with government contracts out there, it's almost 50% of the working population works for the government.
Yeah.
So half of America that has a job can is privy to your information that's confidential,
possibly. Yeah.
Yes. So I went round and round. She was very polite, and I was trying to be polite. I didn't want to come off as a jerk because I didn't want to come off as a nut. So you know, I just said, look, this is a principal stance I'm taking. You know, and she was very nice. And you know, after about, and then I started talking to her about you know the ideas of freedom and liberty and why I feel the way I feel. She was actually very receptive. I was really surprised.
Great, man. Well, I'm glad it was a positive experience for you, and I thank you for sharing it with our audience tonight. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The census came out to my house today, too.
Oh, really? Oh, you'll tell us the story, I'm sure.
Sure. Me, last week.
Okay, all right. We'll come back to that here. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow. For the rest of your life.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, including our bulletin board system. Interact with over 500,000 posts. It's over there for free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
In a perfect world, we'd all enjoy balanced diets. The food that we'd eat each day would give us the nutrients our bodies need. But if your world is like mine used to be, at least less than perfect, listen to what Mike Buck has to say about Nature B.
Hello there, guys, and you're right. You know, if this is a perfect world, we wouldn't be able to get a chance to talk to each other. And, folks, today's the day that you can put Free Talk Live on the map with NatureBee. It's going to help fill in the gaps. It's pure plant pollen from clean, green New Zealand.
It's important to note that NatureBee isn't a drug or a medicine, and it hasn't been manufactured in a laboratory. There are no additives and preservatives, right, Mike?
Yeah, you know, the only thing in this capsule are pure, natural, vegetable food plant pollen. Harvested fresh with all the vitamins and minerals you need. From now on, you take those two little golden capsules like all of us do. The goodness will deliver amazing, guaranteed benefits and improve your immune system while it's at it.
Well, it sure worked wonders for me. It fixed a digestional issue that I had for years, and I don't think I've ever slept quite as deeply as I do now. How do folks get started in NatureBee, and how much does it cost, Mike?
Yeah, it's easy, folks. And listen, now's the time. Free Talk Live, a special deal, 6 month supply of Nature B, $99 plus delivery, right to your door from Auckland, New Zealand. 3 extra months for free with a complete money back guarantee. Now that's the package, and all you got to do to get to your place is call our place toll free, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355, or of course it's online at Nature B's website. NatureBee.com.
Such a deal. Great value, loads of benefits, and a money-back guarantee. Call now at 866-834-8355 or go online to NatureBee.com.
All right, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, and we're going to continue census stories here in a moment. Want to go to the phones and the fun also. We got to get back to the camera being the new gun. Dave is on the line in New Hampshire, though. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Dave from RidleyReport.com.
That would be me.
What's on your mind today?
All I really had, well,
I'll back up a little bit. A couple years ago, I had this idea that if we could just get 2,000-3,000 people per week to look at the NHFree.com calendar, then we'd have freedom not too long after that, because people just, if they just did that once a week and had just general idea of what kinds of liberty activism were coming up, that would just make a huge difference in the number of people we could turn out, the amount of stuff we could get done.
Right, you're talking about the activist movement up here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project moving hundreds and soon thousands of liberty-oriented people all to the same place and them getting active. You're referencing one particular calendar on the Internet. I have to say I don't use that that calendar anymore because there's another one over at freekeen.com that is more relevant to my local area.
That's exactly what happened. We bred and multiplied. Now there's five different liberty calendars in New Hampshire, and it'd be impossible to – I don't know that any one of them could ever become dominant over the others, and we wouldn't want it to. It's just good that we have this spreading out, decentralization. The problem is it's hard to go to any one place to find all that information really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done is set up a sort of poor man's version of one-stop shopping.
And how does that work, Dave?
Basically what I've done is just created a URL that has links in one place to all five calendars. If you go to ridleyreport.com/calendars, then you have direct links to all the calendars right there.
All right. Well, that's handy. Now, ridleyreport.com allows people to get a window into the world as to what is going on up here. And I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, Dave, but we were talking about Mark's got this story about the camera being the new gun and some pretty scary stuff out there in some of the states in this country where it's pretty much illegal to record the police anytime, anywhere. Have you heard about that?
Well, it's a gradual process. It's not like any one big thing happened yesterday or a year ago. It's just gradually police are coming to the realization that the cameras are dangerous to their jobs. Guns are dangerous to their lives, but the cameras are dangerous to their legitimacy and their jobs. And, it's you expected that there's going to be some pushback, but I just don't know if they can put YouTube back in the box.
But it's not that it's pushback. They just want to stop people from filming them so that, you know, this footage goes away. And that's really their solution to this problem. It's not to stop the abuse. It's not to restructure their department or their organization or the way that they handle themselves, that they operate in the marketplace. It's to, well, we're looking bad here, so let's just stop people from seeing us looking bad.
Yeah, just like in Croatia during the Serbian invasion, or maybe I should call it the Yugoslav invasion, in 1991, they banned reporters from, you know, Eastern Slavonia and Vukovar, mm-hmm. that area. Well, what happened was they killed 20 reporters, mostly the Yugoslav army doing it. They just slaughtered them. But they couldn't stop all the video cameras from getting in. It didn't take much more than just a little home video camera. Even in those days, they weren't that big. And so the video kept getting out from the occupied area, and that's what eventually turned the war against Serbia.
Yeah, video is an incredibly powerful tool, and thank goodness it's so easy for people to reach now. In fact, Dave, I don't know if you're going to be doing this. I've heard rumors, but typically at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Liberty Forum, the two yearly events that happen up here in New Hampshire, you tend to show up and offer some of your videography classes, your Ridleyography classes, if you will. And are you going to be out there doing that this year?
Yes, although I didn't really plan or announce anything. I just sort of tentatively planned to sort of be around after Porcupine Fest starts coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what people can do is just come up to me at Porcupine Fest and set a time, and, it's good for you. I don't really feel like I can set a time for people because I don't know what they're going to want to do and everything. So I would just say just come up to me at Porcupine Festival and say, hey, Dave, I want to take the class, and Saturday evening is good for me. Do you think you might have some hours to spare then? And we'll set it and try and get more people there and probably have two or three people per class.
Great, and it's a real affordable way for people to learn some of the real basics of doing basically unedited news reporting, essentially. You shoot for what you upload. You don't necessarily spend time doing an editing deck and actually sitting down and moving things around in your video.
Which is what costs so much time when it comes to video. Sam, you do video with the Obscure Truth Network, and it is just extremely time-intensive. Whereas, Ridley, you shoot your stuff to put basically straight on the Internet, right?
Yeah, and of course, that's what most people already do to some extent. The problem is they don't know to turn the camera off. They leave the thing rolling for 3 minutes on the same shot, or they're shaky or whatever. And really, I don't necessarily just teach people how to edit in the camera. I can teach them that if they want, but now it's become a more flexible thing where I can either teach you to edit, or I can teach you to shoot video that other people can work on, or I can teach you to to do what I do, the Ridley-O, where you sort of narrate it on the scene. It kind of depends on what the customer wants.
Gotcha.
I charge $40 for each student, and the reason I do that is because I find that if you teach people for free, they wander off and never do anything with it.
Hmm.
I think it's sort of a filtering process. It weeds out
the ones that aren't serious. People can see what you've been doing. Go to RidleyReport.com, and it's a really great way to keep in touch from afar as to what's been going on here in New Hampshire, because you're in a lot of places and you record a lot of things. And Dave, thanks for doing that great work.
One other thing, though, just a reminder, the calendars, please, everyone, just look at those calendars once every week. Even if you're not in New Hampshire yet, get in the habit. It's RidleyReport.com/calendars.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. All right, let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
I just wanted to point out, okay, the filing time for running for public office is currently underway right now here in New Hampshire. Okay, I went and filed for United States Senator, and then I went down to Town Hall today and filed for Delegate to the Republican State Convention.
Thanks, Tom,
important.
For the call. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. It certainly is easier here in New Hampshire to run for office than in other places. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping through Amazon.freetalklive.com, and you'll get the stuff you're looking for at great prices. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. Huge selection, dozens of categories, even used items. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, we still got to talk about the census, but let's go back to the beginning of the hour, Mark, where we were discussing camera being the new gun. Let's continue the story. Where is it from again?
This is from Gizmodo.com. Yeah, and I kind of got stopped in a little bit in the middle here.
Yeah, they're talking about the different laws that basically restrict people from recording the police in a number of circumstances. In some cases, in some states, any old time, you can't record the cops. It's crazy.
He says, in short, recordings that are flattering to the police, an officer kissing a baby or rescuing a dog, will almost certainly not result in prosecution, even if they are done without all parties' consent. The only people who seem prone to prosecution are those who embarrass or confront the police.
Like when they catch the dog shooting, or the police shooting dogs instead of saving them.
Or somehow challenge the law. If true, then the prosecutions are a form of social control to discourage criticism of the police or simple dissent.
And that's what we've been seeing up here. Just this year in New Hampshire, they've charged a couple of the activists with this illegal wiretapping, as it is called, simply because they don't like them. They don't like the fact that the activists are getting active and
they're
pulling out cameras.
With it. However, the activists are taking it to trial, and
right.
They're not able – they know better than to actually take this to trial. The fact is the cops and the judges, they don't want a jury to make a decision on this.
It could be overturned.
The jury's going to say wiretapping. This is a wire – because this is what they're using. They're using a wiretapping law to say that you can't record cops doing their job.
Yeah.
With a video camera. The jury's going to say, wiretapping? This isn't wiretapping. There's no wires that are being tapped.
Well, I mean, Mark, the law itself has very specific – it's more specific than just wiretapping. That's just the title.
Then why hasn't a single one of these cases been taken to a jury trial?
Well, I agree with you. It will likely be overturned
they stink.
On freedom of speech grounds, on freedom of the press grounds, not because they called it wiretapping.
What do juries know about freedom of speech? Come on.
Okay, well, anyway, go on.
A recent arrest in Maryland is both typical and disturbing. On March the 5th, 24-year-old Anthony John Graber, the third's motorcycle was pulled over for speeding. He's currently facing criminal charges for a video he recorded on his helmet-mounted camera during the traffic stop. The case is disturbing because, one, Graber was not arrested immediately. 10 days after the encounter, he posted some of the material on YouTube, and it embarrassed the trooper, J.D. Euler.
This is the guy that pulled his gun on this dude, right? For no reason whatsoever.
Yeah. The trooper, who was in plain clothes and an unmarked car, jumped out waving a gun and screaming. Only later did Euler identify himself as a police officer. When the YouTube video was discovered, the police got a warrant against Graber, searched his parents' house where he presumably lives, seized equipment, and charged him with a violation of the wiretapping law.
Mm. Good luck getting your stuff back, dude.
Yeah, Baltimore criminal...
And good luck getting it back intact.
Yeah, they'll just break it. Baltimore criminal defense attorney Stephen D. Silverman said he had never heard of the Maryland wiretap law being used in this manner. In other words, Maryland has joined the expanding trend of criminalizing the act of recording police abuse. Silverman surmises it is more about contempt of cop than the violation of the wiretap law. Number three, police spokesman Gregory M. Shipley is defending the pursuit of charges against Graber, denying that it is some capricious retribution, and citing as justification the particularly egregious nature of Graber's traffic offenses. Oddly, however, the offenses were not so egregious as to cause his arrest before the video appeared.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy does some, you know, he's out speeding like the Dickens on his motorcycle. He's got a camera on. He's probably intended to do wheelies and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Put the video up and say, look how cool I am. I'm a motorcycle daredevil.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing
no hands.
Whoopee. And the cop, you know, comes unglued on him, but he's not a cop in uniform. He's just some dude jumps out of a vehicle and starts waving a gun around and acting like a madman, and then at some point identifies himself as a police officer. The guy turns off his camera, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he uploads the video. So the cop doesn't decide to throw him in jail at that point. Then the cop... Then they see it on YouTube. They bust into his house. They take his stuff. The spokesperson for the police say, this is a really bad man that was speeding very, very badly. That is why we charged him for using the camera.
Right.
So if in fact he was speeding very, very badly and they should have put him in jail,
taken him off
they
the road.
Should have done it that day instead of 10 days later when the video went up online.
Seems pretty clear.
Yeah.
They're so transparent.
Almost without exception, police officials have staunchly supported the arresting officers.
Yep.
What a surprise.
Lindsay this Blue argues line strong, closing around its ranks.
Yep, strongly argues against the idea that some rogue officers are overreacting or that a few cops have something to hide. Arrest those who record the police appears to be the official policy, and it is backed by the courts. Carlos Miller, a friend of the show at Photography Is Not a Crime website, offers an explanation. For the second time in less than a month, a police officer was convicted from evidence obtained from a videotape. The first officer to be convicted was New York police officer Patrick Pogan, who would never have stood trial had it not been for a video posted on YouTube showing him body slamming a bicyclist before charging him with assault on an officer. The bicyclist was charged with assault on an officer for what? Hurting his shin.
Yeah.
Whatever. The second officer to be convicted is Ottawa Hills, Ohio police officer Thomas White, who shot a motorcyclist in the back after a traffic stop, permanently paralyzing the 24-year-old man.
Well, you know what will happen, Mark? I mean, this is why they can't allow these things to get out. If people start seeing videos of the police being little tyrants and just generally awful toward people, then they might have their rose-colored glasses shattered from off their face about what the police are really about.
Some of them will, that's for certain.
And I'm not saying that all the police are bad, I'm just saying that there's a certain...
There's enough of them, and that's the thing. The good ones are spend a great deal of time playing, you know, basketball screening games. Don't look at the bad ones. Mm-hmm. Whoa, don't look at the bad ones.
A few bad apples.
Which makes me wonder, what are the good ones doing? If you're trying to protect, if you're a law enforcement officer and you're trying to protect, that's what the system seems to be doing here, trying to protect a bunch of rogue officers, and there's a bunch of them out there. I'm not saying a bunch in one department, although plenty of departments, I'm sure, are completely
corrupt. Oh, yeah, some goes all the way to the top.
If you're spending your time doing that, protecting the rogue officers, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you, the law enforcement officer, going after the law enforement officers that are breaking the law?
Probably. They're
Wouldn't
scared.
You agree that it's the law enforcement officers that break the law that
they're
are
scared.
Worse than citizens that break the law?
They're scared. Look, these are cops who are scared of even coming out against the war on drugs because they're worried that the administrators are going to somehow punish them for it. They're scared of that level of punishment. Now imagine the level of fear they have when it comes to a fellow officer who's a rogue cop. Like somebody who just doesn't care. Somebody who's willing to hurt people. Somebody who might be willing to hurt you or your family. You don't want to put your family or your career or anything like that on the line. You can just look the other way.
I don't think it's about fear. I think it's more about a team mentality, and it's what they've been taught.
Yeah, but why would you go along with something that is obviously criminal? Why if even with the team mentality, why would you as a good cop tolerate obviously criminal activities that you know is going on? It's because you're afraid of the retaliation if you were to come out and do something about it.
I usually am the one taking the more mainstream view here, but I have to disagree with your opinion. I think it's because it is the standard of law enforcement officers. They have to break the law. Look, I dealt with law enforcement. They have to do their job.
They're not laws. I mean, gravity is a law.
They break their own whatever. They break their rules.
Statutes, but their statutes carve out exceptions except law enforcement. It's illegal to kidnap people, tie them up, and drag them off. For law enforcement.
I think it is the way to do business amongst the police officers.
Well, they don't
is
do business.
To break law. Sam, listen to what I'm saying. Stop picking at my words. I'm telling you that every...
But that doesn't explain
law
why they don't
officer,
do anything.
I dealt... No, it does. Because they know it could be them next. Because if people are allowed...
But we're talking... There's a difference between them breaking piddly little laws and them,
I'm telling you...
molesting people.
Who's really...
You're not talking about people that are they don't protect the cops that are going after little girls or something like that. Nobody gets video of that. You're talking about people who use violence in their day-to-day way of doing business, and they get away with it, and they've been used to getting away with it because that's what their job's been described to them as. That's what they've been taught to do.
But they're
and
not
now
all,
their job is changing.
But not all of them turn to violence. Some of them are diplomatic, and some of them are nicer in comparison, and there are good cops out there, but what you're saying doesn't explain why they don't go after the bad cops. And the reason why they don't go after the bad cops is because they're afraid of them.
It's cowardice.
I disagree.
It's absolutely what it is. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.